This year, I have a new test to figure out how closely related you are to a clergy person. In the year 2018, if you want to know if somebody is related to someone who is, you know, a pastor or a priest or a minister of some sort, all you actually have to do is figure out how well they know that this year is the 200th anniversary of Silent Night. Some things just kind of catch on in clergy. It's like a bad cold. It just kind of spreads everywhere. And somebody figured out pretty early on this year that 2018 makes the 200th anniversary of Silent Night. And let's face it, Silent Night is probably one of the reasons why you are here tonight. At least it was a tempting kind of sense memory to draw you here and now to worship on this Christmas Eve. For much of Europe and North America, standing together, packed with family, friends, and neighbors, holding a candle, singing Silent Night, your voice having to figure out that fun bridge, sleep in heavenly peace, and all the guys kind of do this look with their eyebrows. Maybe the slight smell of some burning hair from your neighbor in front of you. There's a reason why you folks aren't trusted with the candles anymore. That is a sense memory of Christmas Eve that so many of us carry and come back to every year at this night. It is magical, this song that we will sing together soon, this tradition, and this night. So I'm going to try to avoid doing what preachers love to do, which is find something magical and like keep a whole bunch of history on top of it until it goes out. It is not particularly fun when someone leaps up in the middle of your 4th of July fireworks and tries to explain the history of gunpowder to you. But nonetheless, it is kind of interesting. So when you get home, if you're interested, go home and look up Silent Night, and you can learn a little bit about this little church in Oberndorf, Germany, where Father Moore and Franz Gruber, which I think is also the name of the guy from Die Hard, but that's neither here nor there. Father Moore and Franz Gruber punted because there had been a flood and the organ had died. And so they strove to create a piece of music that they could carry with just the instruments they had with them. I think there was a flute, and I think there was a guitar. They combined their words and music, and I don't know if they actually had a sense of what they had created. If they knew that 200 years from now, you would have come having toughened up your fingers, ready for any wax that might drip. Silent Night does have special effects that go with it, and that's one of the reasons why it's so powerful, but I think it has another reason too. We've heard in our reading so far tonight, in Isaiah, the hope is for the world. The earth and all the nations will be transformed by the Messiah. In Matthew, we get politics. Herod is worried about who the next king is. Kings are always worried about the next king. Have you figured that out yet? But Luke, who starts in the political, there was a census, begins to turn to a family. Later on, we'll hear the Gospel of John in its cosmic scope. In the beginning was the Word. So many of our Christmas carols lift up that cosmic sense. Hark, all those herald angels, which we have a hard time spotting sometimes. Rocks and hills and plains and streams leap for joy. It's all very macro, stars and earth and all hearts and all humanity rejoicing in the fulfillment of God's promise. And that is good news to rejoice in. But Silent Night makes it small to the scale of human life and touch. In the space of a moment, Because I have not been one myself, but many parents of newborns tell me that a whole silent night may be a lot to ask. But there are silent moments where everything just grows still. That moment of peace, heavenly peace. A mother holds her child, presses him against herself, gazes into his face, and contemplates the mystery of how he has come to be. And the two of them lie there, breathing in and out. What makes this story and this song cosmic is that it is so universal. Silent Night is powerful because it connects God to us, not through a miracle that only happens once in all history, but because it connects us to God through a miracle that happens all the time. Constantly re-inviting us to the miracle of God's incarnation and God's presence in us and with us. The song goes on to tell us the truth that will come to us in the Gospel of John, that the same power that was there in the first moments of creation, when the stars were just beginning to burn, is present in the breath of a child and a mother holding them. So this song, this night, these stories, these words we tell each year, this time, are a challenge to us to remember that the most tender moment of creation, when we were still just new, all of us were at some time just new, someone held us. Someone loved us, and someone sheltered us. And in that is the power to transform our world, actually. We sing this gentle song, our voices kind of swerving into our head voices, to remind us of the tenderness and balancing act of this and every moment of life, of breathing, to remember that we each sometimes, in the beginning, began with a whisper of love. And if we can harness that into our lives, we will, with God's help and God's grace and the floating notes of a lullaby to the Christ child, connect ourselves and all creation to what makes us and everything that is holy, and wake from this silent night to the joy and day of God's justice and God's peace. So gather yourselves in this close and holy darkness of this night, and look for where the light dances and your voice breaks. Remember those voices who sang this song with you in years gone by, and held you close and loved you in exactly the way that they could manage, who sang and prayed that God might again be born in you and me and all of us in this night. For that is what this night is for. We remember this night of God incarnation in us so that we might be invited year after year to have God be born anew and again in us. Whether you sing with generations here or gone or still to come, know the power of this song, a flame, this moment of silence and remembrance that God has come to dwell in life with us and for us, to pull our voices, our lights, our songs to wonder and redeeming grace.